your mind?
I just wanted to make a comment to what Ms. Littlejohn was saying about these numbers, these statistics that she was coming up with.
Right. Did they trouble you like they troubled me?
I'm sorry?
Did they trouble you like they troubled me?
Well, here's the deal, man. The thing is this. The very numbers those numbers that segregated and stagnated like that, she's running to the very individuals that has caused those numbers to be like that from the first place. I mean, if you think about it, in the time of Pharaoh, kill all boy babies, save and spare the female. Why? Because the female oftentimes will acclimate herself to the ruling class. She's not going to challenge the ruling class like the male will. So that's why they need to kill us off. That's why those numbers are like that from the get-go when you talk about the community. And then furthermore, she talked about the numbers. You may have to, I mean, if there's 1,000,005 black men in prison, you know, you may have to go visit a brother in prison. You may have to date a brother in prison. But that may cause you to have to sometimes.
You can't see Jade's face. She gave me the bitter beer face when you said you may have to go see a brother in prison. Why should women have to take that route?
Well, here's the deal. A lot of times, you have to look at the potential in the individual or potential that an individual has. Denzel didn't become Denzel overnight. Denzel had to grow and develop into being Denzel. And there's a lot of Denzels that's available. Those individuals have that potential, but are you willing to help cultivate that potential? To find that potential mate that you're looking for.
Again, I can hear Janice. I can hear again. She would say, hey, that's your responsibility. You blew it. You went to prison. You're the one who needs to be helped up. Why should I have to spend all my precious resources? I went to college. I did what I had to do just to help you come out of a deep, dark well that you dug for yourself, and you might leave anyway. That's what she would say.
And I understand that. And she would have a legitimate gripe. I understand that. All I'm saying is that the foundation to what she's saying as far as dating outside of this village, those numbers are like that because of what I just said about Pharaoh. So the same individual that you're running to looking for happiness is the same individual that's caused the problem from the get-go.
I got you. I got you saying these same. You're saying the racist constructs that have inhibited black men's success now, sort of the twist turn, is making black women rush into the arms of white men.